भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर नंबर 14। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट। टेक्स्ट नंबर 42। आर्षभस्य राजऋषे मनसापि महात्मनः नानुवर्तमार्हति नृपो मक्षिकेव गरुत्मतः। ट्रांसलेशन परपोज्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द पाथ इंडिकेटेड बाय जड़भरत इज लाइक द पाथ फॉलोड बाय गरुड़ द कैरियर ऑफ लॉर्ड एंड ऑर्डिनरी किंग्स आर जस्ट लाइक फ्लाइज। Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Purport. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.3, Manushyanam sahasreshu kashit yatati siddhahe यततां अपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् माम वेति तत्वतः। आउट ऑफ मेनी थाउजेंड्स अमंग मेन वन मे एंडेवर फॉर परफेक्शन एंड ऑफ दोज हु अचीव्ड परफेक्शन हार्डली वन नोज मी इन ट्रूथ। द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट इवन फॉर ग्रेट किंग्स हु हैव कॉन्कर्ड मेनी एनिमीज। Although these kings were victorious on the battlefield, they could not conquer the bodily conception. There are many big leaders, yogis, swamis, and so-called incarnations who are very much addicted to mental speculation and who advertise themselves as perfect personalities. But they are not ultimately successful. The path of devotional service is undoubtedly very difficult to follow, but it becomes very easy if the candidate actually wants to follow the path of the Mahajan. In this age, there is the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared to deliver all fallen souls. This path is so simple and easy that everyone can take to it by chanting the holy name of the Lord. हरेर नाम हरेर नाम हरेर नामेव केवलम कलो नास्तेव 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 गतिर अन्यथा। वी आर वेरी सैटिस्फाइड दैट दिस पाथ इज बीइंग ओपन्ड बाय दिस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट बिकॉज सो मेनी यूरोपियन एंड अमेरिकन बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स आर टेकिंग दिस फिलॉसफी सीरियसली एंड ग्रेजुअली अटेनिंग परफेक्शन। Translation once again. Having summarized the teachings of Jadabharat, Shukdev Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, the path indicated by Jadabharat is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord, and ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and to date, none of the great kings and victorious leaders could follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally." Hare Krishna. So this wonderful purport which we are going to discuss today, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing 3 points. We'll cover them one by one. Prabhupada first speaks about the path of Garuda, that one should take the path of Garuda and not be like flies. Secondly, Srila Prabhupada says that how devotional service is very difficult. And then he mentions that the same devotional service, which is very difficult, can become very easy also. So these are the 3 points we'll be covering in our presentation today. Srila Prabhupada says that the path taken by Garuda is the path of devotional service leading to Vaikuntha Loka. And Prabhupada says that ordinary people, even though they may have control their senses, cannot take to this path because they don't have proper qualification for devotional service. They are compared to like flies. Prabhupada says that the flies, they are also moving fast like Garuda, but they don't move to Lord's abode. They are moving toward the fire of light. We find often in the night time, the flies are moving very fast, but they are going towards destruction. Similarly, today's advancement, people are moving very fast, advancing. The devotee is also advancing and the materialist is also advancing. But the devotee is advancing towards the ultimate goal, back home, back to Godhead. Whereas the non-devotee crowd, they are also going very fast, but they are like flies, they are moving towards their own destruction. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions the same things in one more purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. The description comes of Kardamuni performing a great penance. It is mentioned in third canto that Kardamuni was ordered by Lord Brahma to progenate. And to progenate mankind, he was told to do penance and to do meditation to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. This happened in Satyuga. The process for devotional service that time was dhyana, meditation. So Kardamuni very obediently followed the order of Brahmaji. He went to the Bindu Sarovar lake, and there near the river Saraswati, he was meditating for 10,000 years. And finally, the fruit of his meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared on a Garuda. And then Kardamuni glorifies Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu offers him benediction, what he requires, what he wants, and also tells him that you will be able to progenate as Brahmaji desires, plus you will also get me as your son. And then it's mentioned there that how Kardamuni is watching Lord Vishnu is again flying back on the path of Garuda, on the carrier of Garuda. And the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions the same points which is mentioned in this purport here. Prabhupada says that the path taken by Garuda is only possible for devotees. Prabhupada mentions the Garuda, he is having two wings. And when he is flapping his wings while carrying Lord Vishnu, he sings the prayers of Samaveda. Similarly, the path taken by Garuda means the path taken by Mahajans. So the devotee following in the footsteps of Garuda, he is engaging himself in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead based on Vedic Shastras like Samaveda. And thus, because of this, he is able to achieve that path and achieve the destination of his life. Prabhupada also says that this path, which was seen by Kardamuni, cannot be seen by ordinary transcendentalist. And Kardamuni could see this path because he was following the order of Brahmaji. So in this purport, also Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, the path leading to Vaikuntha is not possible to achieve. Devotional service, which is the highest perfection, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, Kashchit Yatati Siddhaye, this perfection is highest and is achieved only by people who are very rarely found. Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Prabhupada says in his purport that many kings who have controlled or conquered many enemies, they might do so, but for them to practice devotional service becomes difficult. Why? Because they are in bodily concept of life. Even great spiritualists who claim to be great transcendentalists, who pose themselves as perfect personalities, Prabhupada says, even they cannot fathom the depth of devotional service. Why? Because they are attached to mental speculation. Therefore, devotional service actually is very difficult to follow. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Rajvidya Rajguhyam. This devotional service is very confidential knowledge. So people may have Bhagavad Gita, people may have Srimad Bhagavatam in their home, but hardly they know Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada was visiting Indore for a Gita Samiti meeting. This was during the December month when the Gita Jayanti comes. So Prabhupada was called as a speaker. He was one of the speakers among many Mayavadi speakers who were assembled there. And Prabhupada was shocked to see there that there was no picture of Krishna there. They had all assembled to glorify Gita without having even one picture of Krishna. And there was only one lamp glowing. So Prabhupada told the organizers, "You are glorifying Gita, but where is the speaker of Gita here?" And the organizer was surprised. He never thought of it. He said that, "Well, we have the lamp here." Prabhupada said, "The lamp was never there in tradition. You are trying to speak about Gita and you are not mentioning the speaker of Gita or glorifying the speaker of Gita. So this is completely bogus." So people read Bhagavad Gita, people read Srimad Bhagavatam, but they still cannot understand why. Because they are trying to read Bhagavad Gita or try to understand devotional service by their own means. Therefore, it is difficult for them to understand devotional service. But on the other hand, just like Kardama Muni, he also followed devotional service. But he could easily achieve perfection. Why? Because he was following the order of a great devotee, Brahmaji. And following in his order, he could see the path of Garuda, Garuda Margai. So therefore, if devotional service has to be performed, Srila Prabhupada states that it can be performed very easily by following the path of Mahajan. That means by taking shelter of devotees of the Lord, one can easily achieve perfection. So today we will be discussing on this aspect, that how association of devotees is very essential for performing devotional service, and how even a neophyte devotee who is a very neophyte in terms of controlling his senses can easily achieve the highest perfection of life, namely pure devotional service. So, time in and again, we see through all the scriptures and through all the lectures we have listened, all the acharyas, Lord Krishna, in various incarnations, they are speaking the same thing, that if one has to achieve perfection, devotional service, then it's possible to achieve devotional service by taking shelter of devotees. Through devotees only it is possible to achieve devotional service. In fact, Srila Prabhupada one time very nicely pointed this fact, that how a devotee is the greatest, and by taking shelter of devotees one can achieve Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada was in Calcutta, and Achyutananda Swami Maharaj, that time was initial days and there was no Calcutta temple. So they were all staying in a rented apartment. So Achyutananda Maharaj went to the landlord of the place, and he was a Bengali gentleman, very pious. So they were discussing. So this Bengali gentleman asked Achyutananda Swami, that who is original? Is Lord Chaitanya original or Radha and Krishna original? So Achyutananda Maharaj wanted to hear his version. So he said, Lord Chaitanya is original. And Radha and Krishna came from Lord Chaitanya. So Achyutananda Maharaj got bewildered. And then he asked, so who is the greatest? Is Lord Chaitanya greatest? Or Radha and Krishna is the greatest? So again Achyutananda Maharaj waited for his response. And he said, just like Rasgulla is sweeter, beautiful and greater than milk and sugar, similarly, Lord Chaitanya is greater than Radha and Krishna. So Achyutananda Maharaj got completely bewildered. He went to Prabhupada with the same questions. He asked Prabhupada, that is our landlord of ours, is having a different conclusion, like not based on Gaudiya Parampara. So he asked Prabhupada, who is original? And Srila Prabhupada very intelligently took the same example, milk and sugar. He said, milk and sugar, they are the original, and from there comes Rasgulla. Similarly, Radha and Krishna are original. When they combine, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And Achyutananda Maharaj hurriedly asked, then who is the greatest then? And Prabhupada was waiting. Prabhupada had a pause. Then Prabhupada said, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. And Prabhupada pointed to a picture on the wall. Prabhupada made him see a picture where Lord Krishna was kneeling at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And Prabhupada then pointed to one more picture where Lord Krishna was carrying the sandals of Nanda Maharaj. And Prabhupada said, Nanda Maharaj is the greatest. And Prabhupada saw this wonderful diorama painting there. And Prabhupada said, devotee is the greatest. Srinivasa Sri Prabhupada pointed out that in the process of devotional service, a devotee has much more importance. Why? Because to achieve Krishna is very difficult. But by the process of taking shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord, one can achieve Krishna. In fact, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Uddhava Gita, time in and again, Lord Krishna glorifies his devotee and the path of devotional service under the guidance of a pure devotee. Lord Krishna, in the 11th canto, he mentions the benefits of association of devotees and secondly mentions what are the qualities of my devotees. Lord Krishna says in the 11th chapter of the 11th canto that if one wants to surrender to me, which is very difficult, one can achieve so only by satsanga labdhya, that is, by achieving the association of devotees. And Lord Krishna says, in this association, what happens? The first benefit Lord Krishna points out is, in the association, a person who enters in the association of devotees, he engages himself in devotional service. In the purport to this verse, His Holiness Sridhananda Maharaj says that when a neophyte person enters in the association of devotees, then what happens is automatically he is engaged 24 hours in devotional service without any endeavor. Just by living in society of devotees, automatically he is engaged and thus he starts progressing on the path of devotional service. The second benefit of association of devotees, Lord Krishna says in the 11th canto, is that when one hears the devotees speak, those words of the pure devotee, they cut off excessive attachment of one's mind. By hearing regularly devotees, the excessive attachment which is there in the mind, which keeps us bound in this material world, those words cut off those attachments. And Lord Krishna further states that the third benefit is by hearing from association of devotees, the people who are hearing, they are purified of all sinful reactions. That means whatever sins one has committed in the past life or is also committing in the present, all those sinful reactions are just fully washed away just by having oral reception of the devotees of the Lord. And Ridhana Maharaj says that even if one is not able to achieve or receive direct instructions from the pure devotee, sometimes the point may come that we may not have association of pure devotees regularly in life. One may not get his association directly or given orders by him. But Ridhana Maharaj mentions that just by hearing a pure devotee glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead in his lectures, just by that method, sinful reactions are eradicated and slowly his faith develops in Krishna. And therefore the fourth benefit of association of devotees, Lord Krishna points out, is faithful execution of devotional service. A neophyte slowly gradually increases his devotional service and finally faithfully executes pure devotional service. Ridhana Maharaj writes in the purport of this verse that what it means to be faithfully executing pure devotional service. He says that faithful execution of devotional service means that after obeying the orders of spiritual master, the polluted workings of the mind are checked. And then one sees things in a new spiritual light. And then in his heart blossoms the propensity for selfless, loving service of the Lord. And thus, he can achieve the fruit of love of Godhead. That means, when a person, a neophyte devotee, comes in devotional service, he might perform devotional service. But when he achieves the ultimate end of faithful execution of devotional service, the same devotional service looks to him in a different perspective. He sees the same devotional activity in a new light. One time Srila Prabhupada was received by Mr. Sethi in Jhu. And Mr. Sethi was telling Mr. Prabhupada that I have a lot of plans by which you can collect a lot of money. So I want you to actually tell the devotees that they should implement those plans and collect a lot of money for Radharaj Bihari's temple. And Prabhupada said that I have more plans than you, but I am not implementing those plans because all of my devotees are new. If I tell them new plans to collect more money, they will simply think that we have left everything material and I am come to Krishna consciousness to become devotees of Krishna. Why is it Swamiji is engaging us in collecting money? And Srila Prabhupada then very humorously narrated a pastime, a story of how a young mother is seeing his child writing algebra equations, and then he's writing A plus B is equal to C. And the mother is thinking, this fellow is in class 10th and still reading A, B, C. So she's angry on the child. So Prabhupada says that all these devotees who are new, they are not able to understand devotional service. So therefore, I don't want to disturb them. Let them practice Krishna consciousness whatever way they want. And by hearing from pure devotees, slowly and slowly, gradually, they will be able to understand that this is also devotional service. They will see devotional service in a new light. They won't confuse this A plus B is equal to C with the ordinary arithmetic sums. They will understand that the same thing, but when engaged in selfless loving service to the Lord, becomes a source, becomes the qualification to enter the Lord's abode. Giriraj Maharaj also, when he was in Jew, he also was not happy initially. He mentions in Watering the Seed that when Srila Prabhupada got the land and he was fighting with Mr. Nair for getting the land, he made Giriraj Maharaj the estate manager of Jhu temple, Jhu project. And Giriraj Maharaj was a new devotee and was thinking that I have come here to become Goswami and that Srila Prabhupada is making me the estate manager. So one day with that doubt, he went to Srila Prabhupada. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I want to follow in the footsteps of Goswamis and go to Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, yes, you should follow in the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami was told by Lord Nityananda that first you go and manage your father's estate. And by managing your father's estate expertly like a businessman, automatically you will become like a Goswami and then go to Vrindavan. So Giriraj Maharaj got his answer that just by faithfully executing the path of devotional service as propagated, as told by a pure devotee, one can gradually come to perfection of life and become a Goswami. And finally, the fifth benefit which Lord Krishna tells about the association of pure devotees is that the abode of Lord is revealed to the neophyte devotee. We are discussing here about Garuda Marge, the path of Garuda. And what is the path of Garuda? The path of Garuda is leading to the abode of the Lord. Just by associating with devotees, Lord Krishna is saying, gradually the abode of Lord will be revealed. And in the purport, Ridhanand Maharaj writes that the words of a pure devotee are so potent that even a neophyte devotee who has no understanding of what Lord Krishna or his abode is, just by hearing him speak, he instills faith on the devotee, and the neophyte devotee in his neophyte condition can see Lord in his neophyte state, can understand Lord's abode in his neophyte state. That is the potency of words of a pure devotee. So in this way, Lord Krishna mentions these five benefits of association of his devotees. And Lord Krishna, as if having five mouths, then glorifies who is his devotee. Lord Krishna says that person who is free from possessiveness, who doesn't have a false ego, who is free from duality and is free from greed, he is my pure devotee. That means a pure devotee is attached to serving Krishna. He is not attached to the means, therefore he doesn't fall into duality when the means is lost. In Srila Prabhupada's own life, we can see that how Srila Prabhupada, even though involved in so many projects, he was free from possessiveness. He was free from duality. He was handling projects. He was taking anxieties, as Uttam Shloka Prabhu told yesterday. He was taking anxieties for different projects, but still he was detached. Giriraj Maharaj mentions that when the entire zoo episode was taking place, it was intense time. Everyone in zoo that time was thinking about nothing but how to get land from Mr. N, Mr. Nair. And that time, in those intense situation, Srila Prabhupada called Giriraj Maharaj and told him that the government is making so many problems for us to acquire this land. And Mr. Nair also is doing so much of problems for us. Even if government doesn't give us permission to make temple, no problem. We'll make Juhu land into a bus stop. And from here, we will send 25 Sankirtan bus all over India. They will go out, distribute books, come back, refuel books, recharge, and again go back. Srila Prabhupada was always attached to serving Krishna. He didn't get attached to the projects or how the project will form. So this was Srila Prabhupada's free from possessiveness. Lord Krishna says, a pure devotee is one who doesn't depend upon any material thing. He depends upon Krishna, because he knows that by Krishna's mercy, everything is happening. One time, Srila Prabhupada was in Juhu temple, and Srila Prabhupada was alone because many devotees had suddenly gone out because one of the life members, he had passed away. So somehow or other, they could not inform Srila Prabhupada. So almost all devotees had gone to this life member's house. And only Haridas Prabhu was there, who was fanning Srila Prabhupada. And he also did not know where the devotees had gone. So in the evening when the aarti was going on, Prabhupada asked, where are the devotees? And Haridas Prabhu said that maybe they have gone for collection. And Prabhupada became very angry. Prabhupada said, we are successful not by collecting money. He said, better than us in terms of money and influence, Mr. Nair is situated. He has many government officials with him. He is also a political man, influential person. He has so much money. The only thing which makes us successful is not collecting money. The only thing which makes us successful is when we come in front of the deities in the evening and we chant, dance in front of the Lord. When we chant and dance in the front of the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord becomes happy, the Lord becomes pleased, and then by His grace, we become successful. Srila Prabhupada always depended on Krishna for His success. He did not depend on anything material. Lord Krishna further states that my devotee is like a boat. And just like when a person is drowning in an ocean, the only thing which can save him is a boat. Similarly, for people, conditioned souls who are drowning in the ocean of miseries, the only shelter is the pure devotee of the Lord. Lord Krishna further glorifies that just like for a hungry man, the life-giving substance is the food which he eats. And just like myself, the Lord, is shelter for distress. And just like a person who is about to die, the only possession which he can carry is religion, is dharma which he executed in his life. Similarly, the only refuge for all conditioned souls, Lord Krishna points out, is my pure devotee. And finally, Lord Krishna says, my pure devotees are like the divine eyes. They are giving divine eyes to everyone in the material world. And in fact, Lord Krishna says that they are better than even the sun. Because the sun can only give light in the material existence, and that too when the sun is on the horizon, only in the daytime. But a pure devotee enlightens everyone. His spiritual existence is enlightened at all times. So in this way, Lord Krishna ends this section of Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Canto by stating that he is encouraging everyone that therefore I order, he's saying to Uddhava, that you make devotees as your worshipable deities. And let devotees be your real family. And this way, you will be able to achieve me. In fact, Lord Krishna summarizes by saying that I consider devotee to be as good as myself and that they are non-different from me. So, we can see that how, as Srila Prabhupada points out, the purport here that the devotional service might be a difficult process because of the confidential knowledge of devotional service, but the same devotional service becomes easy when one follows the path of Mahajan, follows the path of pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada ends this purport very nicely by saying that we are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna consciousness movement, because so many European and American boys and girls are taking this philosophy seriously and thus gradually attaining perfection. So in the end we'll summarize. In this particular purport we saw that Srila Prabhupada discusses 3 points. He mentions first the path of Garuda, that how as Kardamuni could see Garuda and could see Lord Vishnu going on his carrier Garuda to Lord Sabod. So only a devotee, by dint of his devotional service, can see the path of Garuda. But those who are not devotees, they are following the path of flies. They may be advancing very rapidly, but they are advancing towards destruction, like a fly moving towards a fire. And this path of Garuda is very difficult for an ordinary transcendentalist, the Prabhupada points out. Even if a king has conquered over his senses, has conquered over many enemies, but because of bodily concept of life, he cannot achieve devotional service. Even so-called swamis and yogis, the Prabhupada says, cannot achieve devotional service because they are trying to speculate about devotional service. And thus, Prabhupada says, one cannot achieve devotional service by one's own means. But the same devotional service, which is very difficult in normal course of time, becomes very easy when one follows the path of Mahajan. And then we saw that how Lord Krishna in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam points out first what is the 5 benefits of association of devotees. First is how in devotees association we are engaged 24 hours. Secondly, by association of devotees, by hearing the words of a pure devotee, excessive attachment of mind is overcome. Thirdly, sinful reactions are eradicated. Fourthly, by hearing from pure devotees, one develops faith in the process of devotional service, and thus sees the same devotional service in a new spiritual light. And finally, by associating with pure devotees and by hearing from them, one can achieve the abode of the Lord, that is Garuda Marga, the path of Garuda. And then Lord Krishna glorifies his devotees. Who is a pure devotee of mine? Lord Krishna says, one who is free from possession, who is free from false ego, one who is attached to me, or one who is attached to Krishna's service and not the way or means by which Krishna's service has to be done. And that how a pure devotee is one who is not depending on any material things. And Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna says that pure devotee is like a boat, a shelter for all drowning souls. A pure devotee is the only refuge for everyone. And then finally, how a pure devotee has to be made one's worshipable deities, one's real family. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any questions? Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.